Friday morning from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
Trade surplus, always a good thing, but of course you've got to look at the imports, don't you, and well, lack of them.
Yeah, this is what happens when you can't go overseas and our level of imports tumble. We post a great big fat trade surplus. So yesterday, Stats New Zealand released the import-export data. Our annual goods trade surplus has hit a 28-year high. 2.2 billion was the number for the month of October. But if we look over the last 12 months and think about the sort of notable aspects of this, Mike, it wasn't just an exercise in lower imports. Actually, exports over the last 12 months have held up pretty well too, and I think that's I think that is notable. So for the record, in the year to the end of October, imports fell 6.5 billion. That's about 10%, so pretty material, to 58 billion. In the same period, exports rose 734 million. So that's a 1.2% rise to 60 billion. So through all of that COVID dislocation, our exports actually rose. Mm. And take a step back actually here, Mike. Here's another interesting aspect of this. And think about where our exports go. Our biggest trade partner is China. And their economic momentum, the recovery there is gathering pace. And if you actually look at the numbers here, if you look for the month of October, and admittedly, this is just a snapshot. You know, there are other seasonal trends at play. But for the month of October, $1.4 billion worth of exports to China. The second place was Australia at $756 million. So almost twice as many as the second place getter in terms of exports. So it shows the importance of China. So it's good. This is good for us, the fact that China's going well. But that relationship, very important economically, and the government has to navigate the inevitable complexity in that relationship. What I would say, though, is, you know, we've been talking about the housing market over the course of the week, and we saw how quickly those mortgage numbers turned around. When I look at the import-export numbers, for the month of October, for the month singularly, both imports and exports actually fell. Now, historically, we do see a fall in October. The fall wasn't as big this October, but we just got to keep an eye on that and make sure there isn't a trend there, make sure there isn't something happening globally that sort of demand is falling away.
What can you tell me about rentals?
Right, rentals. Let's talk rentals because I want to demystify a couple of issues here. I mean, all we've talked about this week is interest rates and housing. Over the last couple of days, we've had some data on rental costs. Now, we know there's a supply issue in housing, Mike, but there is also quite a complicated relationship between home ownership, rental availability, housing supply, rental demand. And it's really easy to draw a line between the surge in house prices and rental costs. But what does the data actually tell us? And the context for this, Mike, and the background is the role of interest rates, because the RBNZ has reminded us this week that medium-term driver of interest rates is inflation. It's low at the moment, but financial markets are getting a little bit worried about inflation. So does that housing market surge feed into the measure of inflation, the consumer price index? Well, only part of that index is related to housing, Mike. It's a fairly broad category. And here are the numbers. Rental costs make up 10.3% of the CPI. There's a category called purchase of new housing. That's 8%. Then you have other maintenance and all this stuff. It's 28% of the CPI. So it's quite a big part of the inflation and interest rate picture going forward. Almost a third of the CPI is in housing and related costs. So what's happening in rental costs? Well, here's the data, Mike. National median rents, according to TradeMe, up 4% year on year. So the national median rent, $520. Actually, Auckland Central is dragging that down. Auckland, rents in Auckland City actually fell. But then I'll look at places like Manukau City, up 6%, Papakura, up 7%. Data from tenancy services, 2.8% rise nationally. So we're not actually seeing that house price rise feed into rents just yet.
Interesting. Part of that Auckland Central thing will be the students, of course. What are the numbers?
Obviously. Yeah, well, US market, they're on holiday. Not a good day for the turkeys, Thanksgiving. So the numbers there, the numbers that were closed from the previous day, 29,872 on the Dow, 3,629 on the S&P 500, and 12,094 on the NASDAQ. The FTSE 100 down 28, 6,363. The Nikkei up 240, 26537. The Shanghai Composite up 7, 3369. The Australasian markets fell yesterday. The ASX 200 down 47, 6636. And we lost 66 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, down 0.5%, 12,602. On the currencies, sort of quiet overnight. Kiwi dollar still over 70 cents, 0.7003 on the wholesale markets, 0.9511 Aussie, 0.5881 euro, 0.5245 pounds, 73.01 yen. Gold still languishing down at $1,810.51. And Brent crude holding up $47.63.
Have a most excellent weekend. We'll see you next week. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.